Gotta take the oath. There is no ifs, fans about it. You're gonna take the oath. Just because you get a recording contract don't mean that you're part of the elite. You're just on the recording contract, and yes, you have to take the oath whenever you get a contract, but you're not necessarily a part of the elite because you're not making any money. The people who are a part of the elite and do blood sacrifices to get to where they are, they've been hand chosen. And they told, they have went to them and said, look, we believe that you can be an asset to our family. Are you willing to be a part of the family? We can put you at the 20 million marker. We can put you at the 30 million marker. And you'd be like, well, what do I have to do?
Of course, you're uncertain, Cal. Naturally, so was I, till I met him. But now imagine, if you can, a life without uncertainty, freedom from doubt. The ability to choose, single-mindedness.
One life from each of us, Cal, is all he asks. And he rewards our devotion a thousandfold.
Personal desires. Oh, yes, of course, anything. That's part of it.
It's only the beginning.
There was a time, Cal, when man was at one with the gods. Before the fall. Now we're at one again.
Cal. We want you to join us.
They give you a taste of the good life. You know, you get, they take you on private vacations to isolated islands, or you get the penthouse suites in hotels. You get yachts, private jets, shopping trips. They lavish you with gifts. They make it look like it's the good life. This is the good life. Join us. You can have anything you want. You are a god. You can have the world. So that's what they tell them. They don't tell them the small writing. And so people get infatuated by the luxury and the lavishness of being, wow, running elbows with the rich and the elite, your own private jets and yachts and islands, and the good life, they're treated very well. And then they join. They decide, okay, I'm going to join with you guys. You start moving through the levels and you realize, hey, wait a minute, this isn't what I signed up for. Because then you start learning the ghastly truth of Satanism. And then when you get in, it's rituals, eating babies' hearts, sacrificing babies, drinking blood, being forced to have, if you're married, adulterous relationships, because all of them are forced into adultery. Satan doesn't honor a marriage. You're married to him. Satanists have their own services that mock Christian services. They have them almost every weekend. They have them in underground churches across America. And they do everything opposite and against what a real church would do. Why would you want to join a group of people that think eating feces and drinking urine is fun? It's not optional. You have to do it. They all do it. And they don't complain. They get beyond that stage. They don't complain. They do it. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, what do? You go to an underground Hollywood club, a super secret Satanist club. Do they serve feces on toothpicks? These people are nasty. And you can tell us the sheer demonism, demonic beings that control them, that make them do it. I mean, what human could eat feces and not just puke? eating feces is huge with some. Huge. Anything abominable, abominable, is high ranking with Satan. Anything that we would think is totally inhuman, abominable, then that's what you must do in Satan's realm. These groups are huge. There could be 100, 200 people at a gathering. They meet on estates in people's mansions, often on a Friday or Saturday night, so it looks like the person's having a party, maybe. They meet in churches on Saturdays, underneath Catholic churches, for rituals. They have these rituals where they bring in animals. And this weekend, pretty much all the groups had donkeys. And they force all the members to have sexual relations, bestiality, with the donkey. Okay, you've been on my nerves for 2 months, you get the cat. And you've been on my nerves for a month, you get the dog. And you, the highest ranking of us all, you get the donkey. She chooses who gets what. And she forces them to be sodomized. They all do this, not just her. They force them to be sodomized by donkeys. They force them to perform fellatio on donkeys. And nobody gets away with it. Just because you're the president of the United States who goes to the Chicago ones where Penny Pritzker is in charge. Just because you're the president doesn't mean you get out. It means you have to give more. Because you've got the highest rank in the land. More abominable things are expected of you. It goes on. One of the biggest things you give up is any kind of humanity. It's nothing but about humiliation and degradation. You want more? You have to give more. You have to give up everything about what makes you human. And they all don't sit around in their black robes. That's so Hollywood. Because in all these rituals, the big part of them is the orgies that take place. They all take their clothes off. They're all doing drugs. It's part of their requirements. When you serve Satan, you know, your duties never end. It's always more, 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 more. And on top of eating poop and drinking urine and practicing bestiality with donkeys, you have to sacrifice. You have to cause death and suffering. And when you cause death and suffering, it's accredited to you, and that's more power that you get. You know, these people are willing to have sex with donkeys to help ask people to support their fashion lines. Because you don't get a big name brand in America unless you're one of them. So Kanye West is coming out with a new fashion line. He wants everybody's support. So yeah, he'll do his rituals in Chicago and ask for everybody's support.
What happens? They start thinking about things, and the conscience wear on them, and they're getting these phone calls saying you didn't throw up the goat today, and notice you didn't do those subliminal messages like we told you to in your record. So what's up with you? I'm just having a nervous breakdown. Get your ass together and get your act together. See, Fantasia tried that. And they got her back on track. I'm telling you, they had them second thoughts. It's too late. You get me? Fantasia got in too deep. Now, when she had first won American Idol, she should have just took the contract and left it alone. But see, they want more. And how they get you, they dangle stuff in front of you. Well, the way you're going, you get a shoe line, you get a jog line, you get these clothing, your shirt. How would you like all that? Just keep doing what you're doing. They're putting it in your head, so later on they're going to pick your ass and say, you gave any thought to want to go higher? I would love being a $20 million club. Okay. Then they have one of them women come. See, a man ain't going to talk. Have a woman that's of the sisterhood be like, well, this is what we need you to do. I ain't sucking him off. Well, don't tell me what you ain't going to do, ho. You're going to suck him off, and you're going to let all the other guys go up in you. And if you don't do it, You will not have the money you have now. We're going to freeze your account. And if you tell the secrets, we'll kill your family. And she'd be like, what you talking about? They got pictures of your family, man. Once you become a part of these people, they have private investigators to go around taking pictures of your family. Did you know that?
When you join into Satan's kingdom and you join the high levels of the Brotherhood, it's expected of you to be as vile as possible. If you can't be vile, you're not going to get anything. You stop going to the meetings and you stop going to rituals, you start slowly losing everything that you had built up. You have to give to get in Satan's kingdom. They'd met to do rituals. These people, these freaks are always meeting to do rituals together. Because if you want to, the movie roles coming in, then you've got to keep doing the rituals. If you want more fame as a singer, you want more time on the award shows, then you've got to be doing your time in the rituals. If you don't do your time in the rituals, then you suffer. Satan makes you pay. If you want to be a celebrity in Hollywood, then your attendance at these parties is going to be mandatory. Eating feces, drinking urine, having illicit sex with these old men. You give up everything.
See, that's dealing with the realization that they sold their soul. They can't, see, every day they have to be high. They have to, like, be on a planet of nowhere, because when you really think about what you've done for a few dollars, and they sad as hell. Everybody asked that question in the hood. Well, damn, man, they got them houses, they got all them freaks. How could they be sad? Because the Lord make you shamefaced after so long. The Lord put the shame on you and show you to your face you sold out for a season.
If your ultimate goal is to be famous, then you're going to do a lot to get there, like sign your name in blood in a contract with the devil.